For more than 80 years, the Natural Resources Conservation Service has been partnering with farmers and ranchers, protecting the environment while raising food for a growing world. Agriculture's future depends on the health of our natural resources, and many growers today better understand a healthy environment is good for their bottom line. Natural Resources Conservation Service State Conservationist Jeff Zimprich explains.
We're having so many producers talk about how the soil health systems that they're implementing are helping deal with adverse conditions in the environment. So when Mother Nature gives them too much rain, they're able to soak it up and hold it. When Mother Nature doesn't give them enough rain, their crop is able to survive because they've held on to that rain. The soil has more power and ability to hold on to the water when it came. So I think the message is you want to come and learn more about these things because they're going to make your farm resilient and more productive into the future.
The NRCS can be a partner, assisting growers with conservation planning and problem solving. Zimprich believes many in agriculture are embracing innovations by adopting new systems of production, discarding methods which may be unsustainable.
We're learning so much more about natural resources and the environment with this soil health thing that's going on, and we're learning so much about how the soil is much more alive than I think that we thought. And so producers and NRCS and everyone else in the conservation community, we still got a lot to learn.
With the recent celebrations of Earth Day, Soil and Water Stewardship Week, and the announcement of this year's South Dakota Leopold Conservation Award recipient, it's evident many in agriculture are adopting innovations for a healthier environment with profitable returns. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the Natural Resources Conservation Service, helping people help the land.